Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On the 1st of October 2011, the London International Church of Christ are hosting a teaching day on the Book of Hebrews, and I will be presenting that. It's at Bloomsbury Central Baptist Church. We start at 10 in the morning, finish at 1 p.m., and everybody is welcome. Please come along if you are a member of the church, or if you know somebody you'd like to bring along, you're very, very welcome. But in the run-up to the teaching day, I'm preparing materials and thinking about some questions, and this is number 11 of our Hebrews Teasers series as we build up to the day. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11, and I've got a question for you, something to get the brain going and to get us thinking. We're going to look at this passage from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 to 26. Let's have a look at that. It reads, "By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward." Now, this theme of looking ahead to a reward of the future is very strong in the whole book of Hebrews, because the people that he's writing to are tempted to shrink back, take their eyes off their future reward, and give in to the fears of the present. We won't look at all that today. That's going to be a strong theme in Hebrews 11, but something we'll look at many times through the teaching series that also follows the teaching day through October and November. However, my question for you today is based on this phrase in verse 26. He regarded, talking about Moses, he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. He, Moses, regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ. Now, hang on, isn't this a little anachronistic? Because, of course, the Christ, we now know Jesus, was... How could that be in the mind of Moses? How could the Messiah be in the mind of Moses when he was considering whether he was going to stick around in Egypt as one of Pharaoh's family, or be aligned with the people of Israel, the people who came to be known as the Hebrews and ultimately the nation of Israel? What's this to do with the Christ here? What do you think? Was Moses thinking about the Messiah? Was Moses thinking about Jesus? Had he got some kind of prior foreknowledge? Or is this something that the Hebrew writer is seeing as an insight as to part of what Moses' motivation was? Other translations are interesting. The New RSV doesn't say the sake of Christ. It says he considered abuse suffered for the Christ to be greater wealth. So perhaps he wasn't thinking of Jesus, but of the promised one, the Messiah, in some other way. The Message translation, which is always fun to look at, in verse 26 says, he valued suffering in the Messiah's camp far greater than Egyptian wealth, because he was looking ahead. So Eugene Peterson, who translates that, puts it as him choosing between Messiah's camp and the camp of the world, which is something that they were struggling with, I think, the people of the Messiah struggling to stay within his camp, perhaps. And of course, the word camp comes up in Hebrews 13:13, let us then go to him outside the camp bearing the disgrace he bore. So these people are struggling to stay in the right camp. As Peterson got it right there in his Message translation, what do you think is going on here when the Christ is talked about at a period in Moses' life when that can't have been entirely clear? So what do you think? Let me know. I'd be very interested. You can contact me at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. You can look for the Hebrews Teaching Day page on Facebook. Let me know what your thoughts are. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.